This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all awesome things in Douglas County. And with me today, my partner in crime again, Alan Painter.
Yeah, it's me. How in the heck you sound so happy all the time?
I don't know.
Are you delusional today?
Diet Coke.
I don't know. I think you could drop the diet, huh?
Yeah. No.
Holy
I don't
smokes.
Think so.
It's like you feel like sound like a fairy godmother at Disney World today.
I don't know.
You know.
It's just pixie dust.
Pixie dust. Yeah, something like that.
If you're putting me in a Disney, then it's pixie dust, of course.
Well, I'm still trying to get all straight here. I got cords tangled around my legs and my head. My headphones are on backwards. I'm just falling a hell in a handbasket.
Are you a hot mess over there?
Emphasis on hot.
Okay. Oh, brother. It took me a little second there. Hot second there. So it's been kind of crazy at the office.
It has been absolutely psycho crazy.
Okay. I'm not the only one. Like, I feel like we all are like, wow, this is busy. I mean, I'm answering the phone and they're asking for one of the gals or for you. And it's like literally everybody's with somebody or on the phone or it's just craziness right now.
I'd say you all are really busy, but I do my job. My job is to get lunch.
You've been busy lately, too, actually.
It has been, actually. It's been amazing. I don't know if it's a water or what, because normally around this time of year, you know, it's still summery. Kids are back in school. People don't have time. But, you know, there's so much upheaval in the insurance world, and we're getting a lot of people calling us for help. And then we're right on the cusp of Medicare season. So I know, I mean, yeah. I've taken a couple calls from clients who are calling in for you, and
we sent out our emails and our letters letting them know it's that time of the year. Give us a call, get on the books now, because we're kind of expecting to be pretty darn busy.
Yeah, so. And really, I think that's going to be the common theme. I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, where you get your product from, as long as you're dealing with an agent. Please don't go online, please don't get your Medicare products from 1-800 or some dude calling you. Yeah. But, you know, I would encourage, just from talking to you, I'm not an expert at all, but people might want to think about getting in the process early and contact their agent. And if you want the best agent in Oregon, which happens to be at the sponsor of this show, at Premier Insurance Group at 708 Southeast Mosier, 541-672-94. But, you know, if you want to speak to the best, call early, because it is amazing how much in demand Shannon is this year. And, you know, like I said, I don't know much about Medicare products, and I don't want to know. And
you know, just enough to be in trouble.
Yeah, but I got to say, Shannon, you are truly probably the best insurance agent I've ever seen when it comes to this and your patience dealing with customers. And I wish I didn't have to give you a compliment because it pains me so to do it. But, you know, if I'm saying it, folks, it's true because I don't want to say it. So,
well, I mean, you did come along with me recently to a Medicare 101.
I did.
Which was actually, it sounds weird, but it was really fun. I enjoyed it, and I loved the questions that the people gave, because we've got this younger generation too that's coming in and aging in, and they're more computer savvy, and they've attempted or have done some of their homework, however that's been, and they know they don't know enough to make a decision yet without a little bit of help. So that was really interesting. And I just loved the questions and the diversity in the room of where people were at. So that I thought that was really cool. And that's what kind of launched us to feel really good about just kind of trying things a new way this year. And I mean, it's been 48 hours in mailboxes and their emails. And our clients are like, yeah, we're coming. We want to hear what you have to say.
Well, you know, and like I said, it was the first one I've ever gone to, a seminar that you put on like that. And I have to say, I learned quite a bit. You know, I mean, I just pick up some of the basics just from overhearing you being nosy. But I really did learn. And it really was neat seeing the folks in that room engaging and learning from each other. So, you know, the one thing I got to remind people is you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And so that's why the group setting is so much better, because somebody may ask a question who maybe doesn't understand it, and it, you know, a topic that you can explain it, you know, and you may not even thought of that topic. So you learn so much from other people. And that's why I would highly encourage people to reach out. And, you know, Shannon's going to be doing some seminar work in large groups. And that's the best way to learn. And there's going to be some across town. So, but that's, I'd encourage people to, you know, take advantage of that and then come in and call and get your one-on-one appointment. Do it early.
Yeah, I did the seminar for Evergreen. Dr. Powell had asked me to, so that was specifically over there. But the seminars that you're talking about, or the classes that we're going to do, really are for clients that are mine. So they can have me talk to them and get stuff straight for me. And so, you know, if you're interested in that and want to be one of my clients, then love to have you. But I've got so many exciting things for that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see everybody and get together. And really, after doing that Medicare 101, it's like, I love that individual time with them too. But how much you can learn or just glean from other people's questions is so huge and valuable that it's like, okay, let's try that for a year and see what we think.
And I am looking forward to it, because let's face it, I know you like your insurance world better than I like mine, but insurance is really boring.
I geek out about Medicare.
You do.
Specifically Medicare geek out on, but it's just because that's, like, to me, the group that needs the most care, and truthfully, you just want to make sure they're not getting scammed. Honestly, protection is, and so I feel like when I'm helping somebody, or like in that class, teaching them to how to go out and about and shop, not even if with me, but just to learn to shop, that's empowering them to not get taken advantage of. And so that's really something I'm passionate about and geek out about. And
well, it is. And it's, you know, it's always about the people. So, you know, it's been fun so far. But like I said, you know, I would encourage everybody to be proactive this year if you're in that age group. And don't wait, because I think it's going to be extremely difficult, because there's going to be some changes throughout the industry that are going to shake things up.
Yeah.
And don't wait for your information. Let's be a little proactive and call the office. And even if it's not something, you know, with us, we can direct you. You know, we'll help you find your solutions. And that applies to anything. And people don't believe, you know, I'll tell people, well, if you have questions about your policy, call me. And it's like, well, it's somewhere else. It's like, no, call me, seriously. You mean you'll do that on? I said, yeah, I'm not in this. I mean, yes, we have to get paid, you know, but we don't care about the money. We're here to help people.
And we had that conversation with several people at the fair who, it was a couple people, their very first time, they were just getting ready to buy their first automobile ever on their own, you know, graduating college, turning 26, coming off the parents' insurance, like all these different things. And it's like, well, just call. Like, Logan, I mean, he's gone through all that. We've all gone through that in the office now, where you kind of have to make those different changes and come off parents' insurance. And so it's like, we can help you through that. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And if we can help you with insurance, great. If not, there's more value in it to us to help and bless other people than the value we get if you actually have your insurance with us. Now, we love that too. I'm not going to be, I got to pay for light bills, but, you know, we'd much rather spread the love than miss an opportunity to help someone, you know, because it is amazing. You know, people don't realize, like I said before, what they don't know. And so anyway, so I encourage you, reach out early on your insurance for your Medicare stuff. And I'm not joking. If you need any help at all when it comes to insurance, if you're having a problem with a claim or any of that situation, God, help us out. That's what we live for.
Well, and October 1st isn't that far away.
No kidding.
It's crazy.
I know, that sucks because my birthday is on the 2nd.
Yeah.
It's like, I just feel like I had my birthday like 6 months ago, and I was like, bam.
I know.
Why do they go faster when you get older?
I don't know, but everybody's told me that all my life. It's like the years speed up, and I'm like, whoa, that's actually like a sick joke, but it's true.
I'm just like grappling at that sand in the freaking sand timer thing and trying to drag my butt upstream and just
keep
ain't working.
Keep my head above water. Keep swimming.
Well, it's like it's my baby's birthday today.
It is. Happy birthday, Cara Bear.
Cara Gray's 25 years old.
That should make you feel older than your birthday on October 2nd.
What we may feel old is when she said, I'm halfway dead. My life is halfway over. It's
gravy.
Seriously?
That's not true.
Thanks. That means I'm 6 years overdue. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Not 6 years, 8 years. Holy smokes. I just aged 2 years.
It's crazy.
This sucks. I hate this show. You're making me old.
You're so funny.
I could sit there and live in my own little ignorant world of denial and say, oh, I'm still only 34.
But
Shannon knows, and now everybody knows all across our radio land, which embarrasses the heck out of my wife.
Sometimes.
I'm way mature. So I'm not whatever I am, you know.
Well.
I'm still 16, pushing 60.
You're kind of helping us segue into a little bit of what we're going to talk about on the next segment.
Look at me. I'm a segwayer.
You're segwaying. You're helping me segue in, I guess I should say. So, which I'm excited about. But I do want to put something out in the universe before we go to that. You bought the office a new purchase this week.
Oh.
And I don't even know what you want to call this thing. I mean, what it's called a bot or something. Anyway.
It's a robo-babe.
So Cheryl wants to name it. And it talks to us, and it has a man's voice. It's a deep voice, yeah.
It says, oh, baby, I'm in a vacuum.
I'm going to vacuum your floors. And so she says we need to name it. So if anybody out there has any fabulous names for
that we can say on air, we know our audience, okay?
It has to be clean since the machine is cleaning.
Yeah,
but we've
got a PG show and an R-rated audience. So.
Go on Facebook and send us something or email us. Don't call because we're that busy. But, give us some names. We got to name this thing. Cheryl wants it named. Yeah.
It is. She's cool. She goes around and cleans up after Jax.
Okay, it's not
and
she, it's a he.
No. It reminds me of the Jetsons. You know, they used to have all the robot that does everything, you know. When will they
cars with autopilot? We have that.
Yeah.
Microwaves that cook your food? We have that. Things that clean your house automatically? We have that. We are the Jetsons, darn near. It's freaking
out. All we need
is
something to drink, give us a cold beer.
Yeah. I'm sure they have that. Have you seen the dogs that go pull the rope and open the fridge and bring their owner a beer? Jax is smart enough to do that.
No, he's smart enough not to do it.
Right.
He's got to ride home with me.
You get one. He'd even be smart enough to cut you off. Okay, so back to the segueing in. So because of your birthday, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. But that leads me in to an exciting new thing that's happening that you've wanted to happen for a long time, which is a senior golf tournament.
Yes. Folks, it's going to happen.
It's happening.
So, absolutely. So, we're going to talk about that a little bit more coming up. But for our seniors in the county, a 50-year-old older, we're having a tournament. What is it, 29th?
September 29th.
9/29. So, out at the Oak Hills Golf Club. Lots of giveaways and food, and we're having a good time. We're going to kick off Medicare season with a golf tournament.
So, we're going to be back after this quick break here, and we're going to have Jan Hinton from Atrio Health Plans joining us. So,
Segway.
Back in just a moment with more of your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. And this is your cue, and we are on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN doing our local show. Just us local Joes talking.
Yeah. Just sitting here making stuff up, and you all believe in us. But
it's all good. Okay, so we were going to see Jan. Are you on here? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Hi. Welcome for joining us.
Hi.
So this is Jan Hinton, who is the Senior Sales Director for Oregon with Atrio Health Plans. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for taking time. I know this is a really busy time. Alan and I kind of touched on it a little bit before this segment that we're all kind of busy already gearing up for what's coming October 1st, but we have exciting news to share, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So this kind of all came about from a breakfast months ago where Jan and I met, and I'm like, this is kind of a vision, and you're like, yeah, let's make this happen. And
I have a dream.
You did. And so here we are. So we are excited to announce that Atrio Health Plans, along with P3 Health Partners, Premier Insurance, Oak Hills Golf, are doing a seniors premier golf tournament. So,
yay!
I know, we're really excited. And what I want people to know too about this is we're going to be sharing some exciting news at that golf tournament about a partnership with Oak Hills Golf and Atrio Health Plans regarding their fitness benefits. So we can't let the cat out of the bag kind of yet, but it's super excited, and people should come just for that. So, because you're gonna get some good information probably in your goodie bags.
Absolutely.
So we're super excited about that and some opportunities for people to have a safe environment to.
So is that a segue or is that a cliffhanger?
It's kind of both, actually.
A segue cliff.
A little bit of both, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got some seniors can sign up now, and that's at Oak Hills Golf Course. We're going to put it on our website. We'll
it's
put
on
it
Facebook.
On the YourQ Facebook page. We'll put it out there. It's anyway, so we're super excited. People are signing up. Jan, you're going to golf, right? Hoping
I'm going to attempt. based on my practice shots, we'll see. Yeah, I'm going to attempt to golf.
There we go. And Alan, we're looking at Alan maybe coming out of retirement.
Yeah,
here.
I'm going to golf. I haven't golfed but three times in the last year, but I was talked into it. So
I know you were, actually.
I was. Thanks, Danny.
Not by me either.
Yeah, Danny Cruz talked me into hanging up my hat in retirement and dusting off the golf club. So
yeah,
it's going to be a good day, good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the weather will
be
good.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, I think it's going to be such a blast. And we have, thank you to P3 sponsorship, we have Rolling Thunder Barbecue, who's going to be the person,
the food vendor,
providing the lunches.
I have to be honest. Yeah. When I heard that, that's the only reason I'm going.
Oh, not.
Oh, I ate at Rolling Thunder this past weekend. They have some nachos to die for.
Well, okay, we did come up with a wonderful menu, so people are going to maybe not have that. But
well, they're going to have meat.
Oh, lots of meat. Yeah, no problem there.
That's enough, man. They're pork. Ooh.
And then Atrio Health Plans is going to be there and talking about or having stuff that talks about their plans. We can't, again, let the cat out of the bag yet. So
that's killer.
I know. You know, all these CMS rules, though, we just have to play by them, guys. I'm sorry. It
very
makes it rough,
soon,
though, right,
we'll
Jan?
Be able to talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And thanks to Atrio Health Plans, they're going to be supplying some really fun, cool stuff for... Okay, you don't call them swag bags, Alan. Get me straight. T prizes,
swag bag. Oh, Lord.
I know. See,
you get swag bags at the Grammys and the Oscars. Here you get.
T prizes?
T prizes.
Yay, okay.
Thank you.
I'm learning. I'm learning, Jan. So, anyway, we're really excited to partner with Atrio Health Plans. Oh, we got a fire truck or something. Jan's traveling right now.
I am traveling. I'm on the road, so that's why it sounds a little funny. I'm going in a tunnel right now, so hopefully I won't lose you.
Well, I'll just ramble. our audience are used to that.
Well, we're so excited to partner with you. We just wanted to share in the excitement that we're announcing it. Go out and sign up. Come out and get some free goodies.
And a big thank you to Atrio
and
P3 for making this happen.
Yeah. This is all for sponsors, for seniors by companies that care for seniors.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But you guys should give yourselves some kudos as well, because without that breakfast and Shannon telling me about it, this would never be. So Shannon really deserves all the credit.
No, you're sweet. You know what? One thing I want to say at the education thing that we had recently, where as agents we got to go and learn about the plans for 2024, was something that Greg had said, the CEO for Atrio, is it's like, we are so lucky to be able to service the most deserving of our care population that there is in America. Mm-hmm. And it's like, from the top down, I love that whole philosophy that you guys are sharing with us. And it kind of mirrored what Ellen and I talked about at the beginning of the show, Jan, was it's like, that's what I'm passionate about, is protecting that particular group of people and being able to help. So this is super exciting to me to bring this, and I hope it's one that happens every year, that we can do something like this and have the seniors get out, and like, it's something Alan's wanted to do for a long time too.
I've been looking to do something like this for 10 years, because there really isn't anything just for seniors. And who makes up the largest group of golfers? Seniors. So I'm looking forward to that they can have an event where the course isn't going to be set up long. It'll be set up very, very fair. And they're going to be playing against people in their own peer group. And it's going to be a good day.
I think it's
going to be a great day.
So I'm excited, because I might actually get to drive a golf cart, which has been forbidden.
Hey, there you go.
I've been forbidden for years from that. So,
well, speaking as the insurance agent for the golf course.
Oh,
seeing as it's your birthday, I'm not sure we want you driving a golf cart.
I should get that for my birthday present.
It's going to be your birthday?
It's my birthday on our golf day. Yeah. So,
that might mean birthday drinks.
Yeah. So everybody needs to come out and celebrate with me, and come to the golf tournament and be around I think everybody's going to have the same like mind of just there to have a great time, enjoy the beautiful weather and the beautiful course that Oak Hills offers. And I'm excited, and I'm excited you're traveling down for it. So
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Yeah. We've been talking about it and working towards it. So anyway, well, thank you, Jan, so much for taking time. I mean, you're even traveling and you hopped on here with us. And
of course.
And there's some exciting things coming from Atrio from 2024. So we're excited to share them real soon.
And looking forward to seeing everyone who comes out. If you haven't registered, make sure you do that. This is going to be a really fun event. And hopefully it's a first annual of many annuals.
I'm hoping so. I am thinking it's going to be great. So thank you again for your part in helping in everything and facilitating with this, Atrio.
Amen.
As well, and P3, because it doesn't happen without people keeping the ball rolling, and that's literally what this took. So appreciate it. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Give yourself a pat on the back too, Shannon. Well, you keep forgetting that you're a huge part of this.
Well, thank you. Well, we're ready to celebrate. So September 29th, come on out to Oak Hills Golf course and take part, sign up, and be involved in the Seniors Premier Golf Tournament. Exciting.
And Shannon's birthday.
And Alan's going to be golfing.
That's the best part. Yay.
Party time.
All right. Well, thanks, Jan, for joining us. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Jan.
Of course. And anyone who wants to hop on my team, more than welcome. I have a couple spots open.
All right. Reach out to us. We'll get you connected with Jan. All right, so it's almost that time already for the local business buzz. And so I'm excited to announce we have kind of something new to us coming on the next segment.
Yeah, I'm not really good with new.
Well, the fun thing about being able to have the local business buzz is we get to share, like, all kinds of new businesses that come to town, which means you and I are learning new things or finding out about new restaurants. So it's kind of fun to be on the cutting edge of what's coming out and about.
It is, but I like boring. I like same old, same old. You know what I mean? The rut is a happy place to be.
No, get out of it.
No, no. Every time that you're out of the rut, that's when, you know, surprises happen. So we go to lunch on the same places on the same days. It's like,
we are kind of predictable.
We're very predictable. But,
so, not this afternoon.
But I'm opening up my eyes and trying something. So, but anyway, a little bit you shared with me, it was I'm intrigued.
Intrigued, right?
Skeptically.
So we have a couple nice, wonderful folks from the Essence of Energy Center going to join us here next in the studio on the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with them in just a couple of moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
I'm here. It wouldn't happen without, you know, I've just been on time too long.
Just been busted because she was chatting away in here, and it's like, oh, Shannon, by the way, do you know where we happen to have a radio show going today?
That can happen.
Yeah, you might want to sit down and shut up.
I might need to do that, right, and get talking with these fine folks. So, but what we were talking about was I actually went to their facility and partook in what we're going to talk about. So they were just asking me about my experience, and I may share a little bit about that here. So today in studio here, we have Sarah, Leon, and John, who goes by Gopi Linkhart with Essence of Energy Center out on Diamond Lake. So welcome you two.
Hey. Thank you for having us.
We're going to have you get a little closer to your mics when you talk, just so we can make sure everybody can hear you here.
Okay, sounds good.
Mucho better.
So I don't know who wants to take this first question that I have for you, but
I've got 100 questions.
I know
about
you
this.
Do.
I was like, well, all right, come on.
I just want to know first. Let's start out with the basics. Like, how did we get in Roseburg, Oregon, the Essence of Energy Center? Ooh. Who's gonna take that?
I'll take it.
Sarah's taking it. Here we go.
So it was this last summer, my mom found a clinic in Las Vegas that she went to, and she, after being there, I think she did 2 weeks, a few hours a day, she noticed a change in a lot of different things in her body. Number one, she has an eye disease, and she noticed her vision improving. She could walk without a cane. She can make a fist, which she couldn't do before because of arthritis. She slept better, her mood was better, her energy was better. So on the way home, they're driving home, and they just decided, we have to have one of these in Roseburg.
So yeah, Vegas is a long ways to go.
It was a long ways to go, but you know, it's worth it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that is it's so cool that somebody can go somewhere else and have an experience like this or a treatment and
bring it home.
Yeah, and bring it back to Douglas County.
What is it? I'm chomping. I've been chomping at the bit all day.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon shared with me. It's like, come on. Is this a shot? Do I drink it? How do I?
Yeah.
You know, that's.
Alan is full of questions. So one thing is that I want you to tell us about, it's called EES, correct?
Yep.
And what does that stand for? And how does it work?
Yeah, so the EES, that stands for the Energy Enhancement System. So basically, the EES, the Energy Enhancement System, will help your body to, find its way back into just being in a really great balance with itself. So it's a completely non-invasive space that you go into, your experience is pretty much you walk into a room, find a comfortable chair, and you just relax for a couple hours. And that's a session.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Well, that's easy. I do that home every night. Doesn't help me.
So you gotta be a little more to it. Probably come in and do it there then. If
yeah.
Your home.
Come try it out, man.
Good answer, sir. Uh-oh. Good answer.
I'm getting getting text again. I'm getting in trouble.
So, one of the ways you guys described it to me was like a cell phone needs recharging, and so we're recharging ourselves at a cellular level. Because we're made up of cells and water and all of that, and that's what it's helping keep us at a good level. Like I think last night, because we asked a lot of questions, that you kind of want to have your energy at like 70.
So or... it creates the perfect environment in the room for your cells to regenerate. So it's like the optimal healing room. We're created to heal ourselves, but we live in such a toxic world now that our bodies aren't doing what they were intended to do. So you go in the room and it really brings you back to that state that you're supposed to be at for healing. Everybody's healing is different rates. Mm-hmm. Everybody feels different when they go in and come out. Your body prioritizes what it's going to heal. So you don't have a say. You're not really in control of that, but your body knows best, and it knows how to heal you and what to heal first. So we still got to do our part. We got to put healthy food in us and still keep hydrated.
Dang it.
So, yeah, the water.
Yeah, you got to do your part still, man.
That's why I had to come back another day, because I'm like, y'all, I haven't had any water today. I was so busy.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to ask about, too, was... because I was trying to figure this out before I came there, like, what am I even going to experience to be prepared or ready? Was, I always say, if you don't know something, Google it. So I did. But what about videos? Do you guys have videos on your website, or a good one that if somebody kind of wanted to get some back information, or just come in and talk with you and see the room? What's your best recommendation?
I would go to... if you wanted testimonials, I would go to the eesystem.com. There's a lot of different testimonials there. Some pretty incredible stories of people who have been very ill, even with cancer, mm-hmm. that are cancer-free now.
That's where I think I went to that website, yeah. And I saw the testimonials. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great ones on there. That's the first place I would go if I wanted more information.
Well, you know, I got to say, and I mentioned this earlier to Shannon, that, you know, we think that things that are different are weird. But when it comes to human body, it's like the Lord made this body, and we find all sorts of healing, compounds in nature. I mean, we're surrounded by them. And this has sounded like just another tool in nature to use our own bodies to heal itself. So, I mean, we're not talking about getting strapped up to electricity and zapped to death, are we? I mean, what do I expect when I go to this
no
room?
Death. No death. You should expect
I'm
none
not
of
gonna
that.
I'm not going to tell you what happens behind closed doors and after hours.
Hey, we're signing up for the overnighter. That's what my friend and I decided that went.
So you want to do this more, Shannon? This last night. So
I did this, and I said, good luck keeping me still for 2 hours, because my mind's going to be going.
Yeah.
And when the last people left, I'm like, I should turn on my cell phone and see what time it is. It was 8:09 and they close at 8. And I'm like, yo, we got to go. They're closed. And so, but everybody's so patient and kind and sweet. And the other thing is,
I couldn't sit there that long.
Okay, don't say that, because I said that and I did for an hour longer than I thought. Pets. There was dogs in there. It's like, come on, you love your dog. They're arthritic. They hurt. Take your dog on dog day or whatever. Or, I don't know.
Does this heal vertigo?
Well, they can't say.
I want tinnitus and vertigo. Yeah, me and my tinnitus, I want that fixed. If anybody could fix that, it'd be a dream. And pain,
It does help with pain, because I talked with too many people in there that I probably wasn't supposed to bug. I think there's an etiquette, and because I'm on the radio, I probably broke some of that. But actually, people are more than willing to share their stories. That's what I found in there. It's like, oh, how long have you been coming? What are you doing? And it's just like, you guys are so nice in there. People just need to come check you out.
So what about pain? Does it help? How? Is it about getting, you know, I'm lost, so I'm completely blind.
Sure, sure. Okay, so pain is usually a message to the body that you have something that needs to be addressed, right? So there's something that's kind of like out of balance in the body, whatever it is. And so for the most part, as Sarah was mentioning, if we're in an environment that depletes our energy level, then we don't have enough energy for the body to just do kind of its normal taking care of ourselves kind of stuff.
Right.
So when we step into this field, I have some stuff written down here about the human body has crystalline structures in every cell wall that are capable of holding a charge, right? Uh-huh. So basically this room, there's a couple of different fields involved, but one of them is pretty much a light field. So when you go into this room, it might look kind of funny, but basically there's a bunch of TV computer type monitor screens in the corners, and they have some just different just light and stuff coming out of them.
Right.
So when you go in there, the lights that are coming out of those screens, actually, they're called photons. They collide with each other right in the middle of the room, and then that creates a field inside the room. And that field is what recharges the cells in the body.
How cool is that?
Sense, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and we've seen so many how colors can affect mood and all these things. I mean, and colors, nothing more than light. So that's, wow. Yeah, so I don't even have to do anything but lay there.
You nailed it.
God, I can do that.
And everybody I met swears by it. Like, there wasn't anybody in there that was like Shannon level of on the fence of not knowing what, because they're so new. Like, everybody's like, oh, you got to do this, or encouraged us to do the overnight, or, you know, and that wasn't people that are there trying to like upsell, because I don't want to make it sound like that. This is customers that are saying, oh, you got to come just, hey, I'll come spend the night with you. I mean, it was just like, everybody's so kind.
One thing that, you know, like I said, I don't know anything about it. One thing's kind of intriguing is I've gone through a lot of chiropractor, and sometimes you'd go to a chiropractor and it hurts. I mean, here's something you can try, and I mean, and it's not going to do anything invasive. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to, I mean, shoot, yes, I'll try that.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, all you got to do is lay there.
I'm so screwed up. I'll try anything at this point. You
we
know?
Should do a Premier Insurance, get our charge on day or something.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Lord. Slumber party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about the slumber party. I'm not sure. I spent enough time.
Let
we're,
her
we're
out.
Together enough.
they don't trust me. They don't trust me in a room overnight.
But
they'll wake up tied to their bed. And, felt marker all over their face.
Yeah, I'd have marker mustache. That's what it would be for me. But, it's time for a break. But if I could ask you guys to stay over, because we want to make sure everybody knows what all you're offering and where to find you. So we'll do that right after the break. So more of the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and here in the studio with me is...
Alan Painter, still Alan here, bringing a ray of sunshine into your life.
Okay, you say so.
That sounds like my wife. Oh, brother.
Right, Angie? Okay, and we have Sarah Leon and Gopi Linkhart with Essence of Energy Center in here with us. So we kind of held you guys over for a couple things.
Because Alan talked too much the first segment, so we had to keep him over.
So I want to touch on... the pets, because you have a great pet story in there.
I want to hear that. Yeah, that was amazing.
There was one in there when I was in there the other day. So, Gopi, can you mind sharing that story for us?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, we were called by one of our customers. She has a 15-year-old dog, and a lovely dog, and he is basically really having a lot of trouble with his mobility. I think he's about 75 pounds. We pretty much had to for the most part, kind of carry him and shuffle him along into the room. And he just kind of got right next to her, settled in, and they were only planning on staying about 2 hours, which is, you know, minimum session time. And 4 hours later, still didn't want to go, but so the mommy there, she decided it was still time to anyway, and so I went to help, but the dog ended up shuffling right on out by himself, pretty
walking
much.
Out on his own after 4 hours. I mean, that to me is proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, because dogs don't do psychosomatic. So
yeah,
it's like,
they're not, there's not a buy-in or in anything.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what's happening, but something's happening.
Yeah.
We've had another dog that was having really bad seizures, multiple a day. Came in 3 times for 2 hours and has not had a seizure since.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so we have, I know we talked about our guests here, but we have a little sneaker in here. So Sarah has her son, Jace. Hi, Jace.
Hi.
Welcome to your queue. And Jace actually has a story of his own experience. So Jace, tell us your story.
So I had a Chiari, which is a rare condition. And the system, when I went in and I tried it for a couple days, it helped me a lot, and I wasn't puking, had headaches and stomach aches, and I haven't puked or had any bad stomach aches or headaches no more.
That's
pretty amazing.
I bet that makes you just happy as all get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want any of those bad things. Well, thank you for being brave and sharing that on the radio.
That is pretty cool, because again, I mean, yeah. Kids don't do psychosomatic, so that's awesome.
Well, so Sarah and Gopi, I want to ask you, tell us how people can find you. Give us some prices if you want to, or people can call you and find out more, because you have a lot of specials and things that people should check into. So who's going to handle that one for us here?
All right, we can both do it. But
all right.
Okay, everybody write down this phone number. Sometimes it's hard to find this phone number, so I just want to make sure everybody has it here.
Write it on down.
It's 541-671-2005. Okay, one more time. 541-671-2005. I'm going to give you some more information here now.
So we actually just started a new membership where for $100 a month, you get 16 hours, and that equals out to $6.25 an hour.
But you all have to know how good of a deal that is. If
you're
you
right.
go anywhere else in the country, pretty much. I
right.
mean, there's over 300 centers in the country right now, and it's growing. It's great. And that's all happened in 1 year. But here's the thing about it. The pricing is usually about $50 to $60 per hour.
Whoa.
So,
yeah.
So a minimum session of 2 hours is running you about $100.
Yeah.
So this pricing of $100 for 16 hours is basically saying, come in, have 2 hours for regular pay. We're going to give you 14 free hours, pretty much, as far as this pricing goes, just to help you choose to bother coming mm-hmm. back in.
Right.
So, Ange, do you want me to sign you up now?
Yeah. Yeah.
She just said, what does it cost? I said, I think she's signing up.
So we also have, we do offer overnights, and those start at $200 a night. But you get 11 hours, so it's from 8:30 in the evening to 7:30 the next morning.
Those are the kind of the primary time that the inventor of this technology has recommended. For the most part, it's just because we as daytime, you know, people doing our work in life, and we go to bed at night, and that's when we regenerate, that's when we rejuvenate, that's already our natural flow. And it's a good long period of time because benefits are cumulative. The longer you do this, the more benefit you have.
And you mentioned something about first responders.
Yeah, so
yes, we want to make sure we get that out here.
So on Sundays right now through October, from 4 to 8 in the evening, we are doing first responders for free. So please, I know that that's a hard job emotionally, physically. We want to offer this to you. We want to thank you for everything that you guys do for this community, and please come down and spend some time in the system.
How awesome is that?
And I know we're kind of running out of time here, but you guys have Wednesday specials and overnight specials and senior specials and veteran specials. So please give the number a call, 541-671-2005. They're out on Diamond Lake Boulevard.
And it'll be on our Facebook page.
And we're going to put it out there. We'll post the podcast, all of it, and we'll put it out there. So thank you. And thank you to all the owners who started this and brought this here to Douglas County. I feel like this is something we're being blessed with. So thank you so much for doing that and for taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you for having us.
First responders, please sign up. Man, what a blessing to for that. That's just amazing. Spread the love like that.
We want to see your faces.
Yeah, it just shows, again, how many times I've said they're so kind and so nice and wonderful. I have another piece of business I need to do before we go, and that is, yes, Alan, it is another lady, which is Christy Hall. You won. Christy's actually won before a while ago. So congratulations, you won the gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. All right, it's that time. You know what to do, everybody. Be kind, Douglas County.
God bless.
Until next week, this is Alan and Shannon with your Q, and we're out.